It's Friday, October 21st, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. During Wednesday night's debate, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton claimed that forced abortions in China are a thing of the past. However, Reggie Littlejohn of Women's Rights Without Frontiers begs to differ. Reggie advocates for women who are still being pressured by the Chinese government every year to abort their babies. Reggie spoke to The World View about why China's sex selection abortions go after girls.
In China and in other areas of Asia, when a young couple gets married, the young woman goes over to the young man's family and typically lives in his parents' home, traditionally, and then supports his parents in their old age. So if all you have is a girl, then when she becomes marriage age, you're going to lose her. And then when you grow old, you're going to be impoverished. So a lot of people feel like they have to choose between committing sex selective abortion or impoverishment in their old age.
More Chinese Christians have been charged with, quote, illegal activities, unquote. One of these activities, according to Christian headlines, is passing out more than 10,000 gospel tracts. This is the fruit of ever-increasing persecution against the rapidly growing Christian church in China. Revelation 12 says, "Indeed, the dragon became furious with the woman and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus." 1,000 years of Christian law in the Western world has been reversed by courts and legislatures over the last 40 years. Now the UK Ministry of Justice announced it will issue pardons for thousands of men who were convicted under British laws against homosexuality, most of them posthumously. Homosexual sins were against the law in England until 1967. Northern Ireland decriminalized homosexuality in 1982, and the United States Supreme Court threw out sodomy laws in 2003 and legitimized